done. Then we tie him up. He's still laughing. But farther down the hall behind him, I see Jupiter, a god of a man in full armour, storming forth with a crooked pulse shaft and a razor. Another armoured proctor is with him. Minerva, I think. We retreat. Still, they decimate my force. They come at us straight on in the long hall, knocking boys and girls down like boulders rolling through grain. We can't hurt them. My soldiers scamper back the way we came, back up the stairways, back to the higher levels, where we run over new packs of reinforcements. We scramble over each other, falling on the marble floor, running through golden suites to flee Jupiter and Minerva as they come up the stairs. Jupiter bellows laughter as our simple swords and spears ping off his armour. Only my weapons can hurt him. They aren't enough. Jupiter's razor goes through my pulse shield and slips my recoil armour on the thigh. I hiss with pain and shoot the pulse fist at him. His shield takes the pulse and holds, but barely. He flicks a razor at me like a whip. It grazes my eyelid, nearly taking my eye. Blood sheets from the small wound, and I roar in anger. I fly at him, past Minerva, breaking my pulse fist against his jaw. It ruins my weapon and my fist, but it dents his golden helmet and sends him reeling. I don't give him time to recover. I scream and hack in swirling arcs with my sling blade, even as I stab clumsily with my razor. It's a mad dance. I take him through the knee with the unfamiliar razor. He cuts open my thigh with his own. The armor closes around the wound, compressing it and administering painkillers. We're at the end of a circular stairwell as I push him back. His long blade goes limp, then slithers around my leg like a lasso, about to constrict and slice my leg off at the hip. I push fast as I can into him. We go down the stairs. Then he rolls up and stands. I tackle him backward, armor on armor. We smash into a hollow immersion room. Sparks fly. I keep screaming and pushing so he cannot rip off my leg with the razor, still limp and looped around flesh and bone. He's backpedaling, off balance when I take him through a window, and we spill out into the open air. Neither of us have grav boots, so we plummet 100 feet into a snowbank on the mountain's side. We roll down the steep slope towards the 1 mile drop, toward the flowing Argos. I catch myself in the snow. I manage to stand. I can't see him. I think I hear his grunt in the distance. We're both muddled in the clouds. I crouch and listen, but my hearing still hasn't recovered from Apollo.
"You'll die for this, little boy," Jupiter says.
It comes as if from underwater. Where is he?
Should have learned your place. Everything has an order. You're near the top, but you are not the top, little boy.
I say something pithy about merit not meaning much.
You can't spend merit.
So the governor is paying you to do this.
I hear a howl in the distance.
My shadow. What do you think you're going to do, little boy? Going to kill all us proctors? Going to make us let you win? It's not the way things work, little boy.
Jupiter looks for me.
Soon the governor's crows will come in their ships, with their swords and guns. The real soldiers, little boy. The ones who have scars you can't dream of. The obsidians, led by golden legates and knights. You're just playing. But they'll think you've gone mad. And they will take you, and hurt you. And kill you.
Not if I win before they get here.
That is the key to everything.
There may be a delay on the hollows before the drafters see them, but how long a delay? Who is editing the gory damn hollows while you fight? We'll make sure the right message gets out.
I take my red sweatband off my head and dab away the sweat on my face, then wrap it around my head once more. Jupiter is silent.
So, the drafters will see this conversation. They will see that the governor is paying you to cheat. They will see that I am the first student to invade Olympus in history. and they will see me cut you down and take your armor and parade you naked through the snow if you surrender. If not, I will throw your corpse from Olympus and piss golden showers down after you.
The clouds clear, and Jupiter stands before me in the white. Red drips from his golden armor. He is tall, lean, violent. This place is his home. It is his playground. The children his playthings, till they get their scars. He is like any other petty tyrant of history, a slave to his own whims, a master of nothing but selfishness. He is the society, a monster dripping in decadence, yet seeing none of his own hypocrisy. He views all this wealth, all this power, as his right. He is deluded. They all are. But I cannot cut him down from the front. No, no matter how well I fight. He is too strong. His razor hangs from his hand like a snake. With the press of a button it'll go rigid, a meter in length. His armor shines. Morning breaks as we face one another. A smile splits his lips.
You would have been something in my house. But you are a little stupid boy, angry and of House Mars. You cannot yet kill like I can. Yet you challenge me. Pure rage. Pure stupidity.
No, I can't challenge you. I toss my sling blade down at his feet and throw my razor with it. I can barely use the razor anyway. So I'll cheat, I nod. Go ahead, Severo. The razor slithers up from the ground, stiffens, and goes through Jupiter's hamstrings as he wheels about. His slash goes 2 feet too high. He's used to fighting men. Invisible, Severo wounds Jupiter's arms and takes the man's weapons. The recoil armor flows into the wounds to stop their bleeding, but the tendons will need real work. When Jupiter is silent, Severo winks off Apollo's ghost cloak. We take Jupiter's weapons. His armor wouldn't have fit anyone except Pax. Poor Pax. He would have looked dashing in all this finery. We drag Jupiter back up the slope. Inside, the tide of the battle has shifted. My scouts, it seems, have found what I told them to seek. Milia runs up to me, a content grin on her long face. Her voice, as ever, is a low drawl when she tells